This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. Mark with you.
And Pete with Mountain Air.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We talked briefly about this article from Coindesk.com where it says Musk's, presuming Elon Musk here, I know it's Elon Musk, crypto tweets.
I assume they're not referring to the scent glands of skunks at this point.
Destroyed lives, Anonymous says, this Anonymous with a capital A, the group Anonymous, says the hacker group, as hacker group targets Tesla CEO. So basically, Anonymous says Elon Musk ruined lives with his screwing around with Bitcoin. And I can't say I disagree with this. At one point, I was in this and was like, well, Elon Musk drives up the price of Bitcoin because he's excited. And I don't know why anybody, you know, the presumption is in this video that I watched that Elon Musk's handlers in the government said, you're not allowed to like Bitcoin and drive up the price. And let's just presume that premise is true.
It's also true that he was already in trouble with the SEC for market manipulation.
Well,
so that might not only they might have told him not to continue helping. It's also possible that they might have told him that he was going to unhelp.
That is more market manipulation, making the SEC then implicit in the crime that they would, or complicit in the crime that they had would be. You know,
I mean, that's
I'd like to point out that it's also possible that the circle of billionaires that he hangs out with went, hey, so
we haven't got in as deep as we'd like, and you're driving up the price and making it hard on us.
Hey, could you crash this a little bit so that we can get in a little cheaper?
And it's easy to sit here and speculate. I'm not speculating at all, but I am sort of wondering. Bitcoin is about half the price of what it was at its peak right now. And it's about $35,000 per Bitcoin, and it went up to $67,000 at its peak. So, you know, that's a little bit of hyperbole, but not a lot. And anyway, this video here basically says, Elon Musk, we're taking you down. And when
best
Anonymous,
of luck to
them. What's that?
Best of luck to them.
Yeah, Anonymous is not the sort that to be trifled with, there's a lot of weaponized autism is a terrible thing on the internet, and if anybody ought to know that, it's Elon Musk. Now, perhaps his hubris will outweigh that. I don't know, but I'm just of the opinion. Look, Elon, you want to drive up the price? That's been great for me. I think that's wonderful. The investments that I manage have been, helped. But when he started messing around and driving it down, you know, the idea that Elon Musk, who claimed that his reasoning was that Bitcoin uses a lot of power.
Yeah, now let's see how much power the banking system, which would include U.S. wars, uses.
Well, yes, the banking system. Just think of all the buildings, the fluorescent lights, the people driving to work in banks, and all this stuff that Bitcoin could eliminate toward adopted, and the idea that that Bitcoin uses a lot of power begins to pale in comparison. Secondly, most people think that if you use power, the power is gone, but they don't understand how the power grid works. I used to work at a place called Clear Channel Sarasota, and we were at the end of the line for a power company. So we were on a place called City Island. There's no longer a building there where Ian and I worked and we started the show or anything like that. It's all gone. But regularly, electricity would shoot out the end of this thing. It had some kind of device on it, and pow! You know, like big giant sparks would fly out of the end of the electricity grid. Now, what Bitcoin miners are doing is they're sucking up a lot of the extra electricity that's on this grid. No, most people don't know that there's just extra electricity getting shot out in the world.
And by the way, with the alleged exception of some places in Texas, which is in dispute, U.S. electricity, and probably everywhere else, is a government-run thing. So they're not exactly running it efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the biggest example of this is where China set up a dam where they do not need that kind of electricity. The area that is served by that dam is it doesn't use a fraction of that power. But in spite of the fact that it's been pretty much illegal since the get-go in China to do this mining, there are a lot of people that are mining there because the power is really cheap, because all of this power that gets generated, it's going to waste.
But you can get
it cheap here.
We should be on nuclear by now anyway.
Agreed. If you believe in green energy and you're not willing to talk about nuclear power, you don't believe in green energy. You just believe in a fantasy world where energy just happens.
Well, and part of this is just people don't understand the price mechanism. I mean, I bet Elon Musk does, but he's right. Banking on the fact that people don't realize that power is cheaper where there's an excess of it.
And that's what I'm basically trying to explain is that Anonymous's position, and I concur with it, is that Elon Musk, A, liked Bitcoin, B, for some reason, decided to dislike Bitcoin, and then C, pointed out that Bitcoin uses a lot of power and said super bad because I'm Tesla, and Tesla is about good power, not bad power, is the most elementary bullcrap out there,
mm-hmm.
right? And got a lot of people who divorced themselves from reason and decided to follow a, an authority, i.e., Elon Musk. And perhaps they deserve, the weak hands deserve to be called out a little bit. And I don't know, how that's going to go. But I think that...
Shame they're taking the rest of us with them.
I think that Elon Musk may have found his, his match here with Anonymous. I want to read a little bit of this here. It says, a video on YouTube claiming to be from the hacker group Anonymous takes aim at Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, saying his tweets that have roiled the cryptocurrency markets have destroyed the lives of hardworking people who've had their dreams liquidated over your public temper tantrums. Sounds like an accurate statement to me. Now, I'm not saying this guy should be removed, and I'm not saying that the SEC will go after lesser men for far less when it comes to market manipulation.
The Feds have no interest in preventing crypto market manipulation. In fact, they have the opposite interest.
That's true. Well, and clearly this isn't what he honestly believes, because, hey, he still owns a bunch.
Right. He hasn't liquidated his Bitcoin. And, maybe he's just trying to consolidate more, get his friends. I don't have any idea what he's trying. This is all speculation.
Well, people who have enough time to sit it out can drive the price of things down in government-regulated, although crypto is not that.
Okay,
but usually in government-regulated markets.
It will be soon.
When the, less rich people can't wait it out or freak out irrationally so that they can buy everything up for cheap.
Well,
go back.
We're not talking about crypto necessarily. We're talking about Bitcoin. So crypto, in many cases, cryptos have done whatever cryptos are going to do, and Bitcoin has done what it's going to do. And in many cases, what they call second-gen altcoins have done basically what the old story is: Bitcoin catches a cold, the altcoins catch pneumonia. And that has happened, certainly. Now, there's third-gen, and even some are claiming fourth-gen altcoins out there that no one's even talking about. And in many cases, these are projects that are running, like freight trains, freight trains down the tracks at full speed ahead, and nobody's hearing about these things at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to think that at this point, a cryptocurrency that's about currency is run its course, and you have to slide that to the side. You need something new and different in this area. I guess the great crypto wars appear to be over, in my opinion, and I'm not...
I disagree completely.
Well, I think they...
We finally have an actual market in currency is what's happening, and when you have a market, you have competition. So the competition is not going to end.
Well, the competition isn't getting richer while Bitcoin diminishes in price.
That's not true, actually. So the market dominance of Bitcoin has dropped to like 40%.
Yeah, but that's well over time has happened. But, you know, I mean, the people who are holding the alternatives to Bitcoin haven't gotten rich. You know, I mean, Bitcoin went up, whatever. They all went up together. They all went down together. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Stop censoring yourself.
Right.
We're legally obligated to censor ourselves. We can't play, we can't play that video because it says S-posting in it.
Oh, it does say that, yeah. The video about Elon Musk and...
It's clean otherwise.
And
but we can't play it for that reason.
Right, but S-posting is a thing on the internet, which is just sort of...
And surprisingly, a really surprisingly useful thing. Like, I did not expect S-posting to be useful in any way, shape, or form, and it turns out I am mistaken. It's very useful. I mean, for one thing...
Do you define it? Just sort of saying random crap for the lulz, right?
It's not random.
I mean, it could be that. It's like taking, like, the... It's almost like the appeal to absurdity... Which I debate is a logical fallacy anyway, but it's taking something like way too far, maybe to make a point, maybe to not make a point, just being taking a point and being obnoxious with it.
Well, this story here, which is about Anonymous, the organization going after Elon Musk, or threatening to go after Elon Musk at the very least, from Coindesk.com. I'd like to point out that Bitcoin.com is a great source for cryptocurrency news, too. So if you want to get your cryptocurrency news, please do so at Bitcoin.com. I'm going to give CoinDesk the credit. That's where I found this story. But
that's just who had the full video. That's
I don't know that CoinDesk does everything that Bitcoin.com does. Bitcoin.com will give you all the resources you need as a neophyte in the cryptocurrency world, too. Not only can you find out how to get started, but you can get a wallet. You can, you can purchase cryptocurrency. You can get some for free. You can, do all kinds of stuff. Mine cryptocurrency, trade it, exchange it, whatever you need to do. All there at Bitcoin.com.
So I've got a Wikipedia definition here. S-posting is, quote, aggressively, ironically, and of trollishly poor quality, unquote, posts or content to an online forum or social media.
So just posts. Trolling.
So, yes. Well, like, it's targeted trolling.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you take your curse bladder, as I like to call it, like that deep inner, lizard brain part of yourself, and just harness and focus it laser-like on a single target, that's S-posting.
I see. Well, it's not how I want to spend my time.
I don't suggest it. I just find it surprisingly useful. I think it was a big part of how Trump got elected, oddly enough.
I think that's part of that. Then again, it's also the person who was running against him in 2016 was one of the most vilified and hated people in the United States.
Forever.
And, I mean, and that's the way Joe Biden managed to get elected, too. Right?
True. Very
and
true.
One wonders whether we'll ever pull out of this tailspin of really crappy choices.
No, that's because that's what an election is. This is the end. It's a surprise. It took 200 and whatever years. Like, this is what democracy is. Here's your two choices, and I can just kind of creep up.
And I think that...
Yeah, a turd sandwich or a giant douche, as the South Park analogy goes.
Yeah, well, I think that the... I like the Simpsons one better, where they have, like, Krang and Clang or whatever. That was the laugh, too. There were these two tentacled aliens with razor-sharp pointy teeth that were parading around as, your average politician. And they, Homer, I believe, unmasked them as, tentacled aliens. And they said, well, what are you going to do? Vote. Third party? and honestly, if people wanted better choices, they ought to demand better choices. And I think that 2016, since 2008 on, we got to see with Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders, these two highly popular candidates.
And populist.
Populist and popular, what the system did regarding them, right? Now, I'm not saying that they had the most numbers, but...
That'll teach you to be consistent.
Well, what I'm saying is that if the Democratic and Republican systems for determining who's going to be the nominee were fair, these people would have had a much better shot of being the nominee. In fact, I'll go so far as to say Bernie Sanders would have been the nominee had it not been the deck had been stacked. And I think he would have been...
I'll go further. I think he would have been the president instead of Trump. If there had not been such wild corruption throughout the Democratic Party.
Right, and it could have happened again in 2020,
which there is absolutely no reason for, because there's no law saying that you have to have an election to determine your candidate.
No.
You could just be the DNC and be like, we're the DNC, this is our candidate, deal with it.
Oh, but yeah, they've gone to court to specifically, and they have found in court that they are not required to do what they say they're going to do.
Right. Well, I mean, when you say you're the Democratic Party, then you should use systems of democracy. Just call me crazy here.
One would think.
To, you know, come up with your candidate. And you should believe in those systems as a system for coming up with your candidate. Instead of, now the Democratic Party is even worse than the Republican Party when it comes to these superdelegates and things like that. The Republican Party had to really dig deep into the old, Roberts Rules of Orders and drive the Ron Paul candidates around in a van in circles, in order for them to not be able to vote, on the nominee day and all that stuff. They had a lot more dirty
kidnapping to stop this.
And this, but people's belief in the system is corroding at an incredible rate.
As well it should be.
Yeah, well, the system's corrupt. I want to read some of this story from CoinDesk here. Given the very nature and name of the decentralized hacking group, Anonymous, it's impossible to determine with 100% certainty that the video was created by a member of Anonymous, because there isn't membership.
Well, but if you self-identify as such, then you therefore are in an organization like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's surprisingly similar to Forkfest.
Still, the video.
What is it called? When does it start? Whenever I say.
Right, and this is don't be surprised when mainstream media and politicians are like, how do we deal with these decentralized people doing decentralized things? They don't get it. It doesn't speak their language. They don't understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you declare yourself as part of Anonymous, you are part of Anonymous. Anonymous says so. And I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. I am Anonymous.
You're
all right,
figure.
We're the feds.
There you go. And I just support what they do. Anyway, it still bears the hallmarks of all the past videos that are accepted as having been created by group members. Wearing the group's trademark Guy Fawkes mask, using a voice changer, the narrator of the video accuses Musk of being little more than a Bond villain, someone with a carefully cultivated image as a visionary that's a disguise for nothing more than another narcissistic rich dude who is desperate for attention. Maybe Musk is a visionary. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I'm not prepared to say that, but...
Well, being a visionary doesn't make you not evil.
I'm sick of the temper tantrums surrounding Bitcoin. I can say that much.
Amen.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the U.S. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country getting one dose by July 4th. And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge the group to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the US. The World Health Organization says more than 1.5 billion doses have been administered worldwide so far. This is USA Radio News. Now that the pandemic is beginning to wane and patients are returning to the dentist's office, there are an alarming number of reports of broken teeth, jaw pain, and even facial soreness, all associated with COVID-19. John Clemens has more details.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talking about Elon Musk, talking about Bitcoin, talking about Anonymous, the organization Anonymous. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, you can call in and talk about this or anything else, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. I'm just reading this article here from Coindesk.com about the video that Anonymous has, presumably Anonymous. It's Anonymous, right? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This looks like Anonymous.
It looks like Anonymous to me.
Well, it kind of is by definition. It's like if you identify as whatever, and you're like, well, I'm here identifying as it, well, then you are it,
right? So.
Wait. Is Anonymous a gender?
after taking issue with Musk's environmental and labor record, the guy in the video, zeroed in on Musk's recent dabbling with cryptocurrencies and saying that Musk only turned his back on Bitcoin, BTC, because he was afraid of Tesla losing government subsidies. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I do know it's believable.
He is a welfare prostitute.
Right. He's a guy that's been called a libertarian over and over again that has made the vast majority of his money on government subsidies.
And the wealth that he started this with. And look, he's not responsible for what his parents do, except to the extent that he kind of ratifies it. So if if your parents do evil things and you're like, bye, and maybe you don't have to go that far. But if you start involving yourself in it, they own Emerald Mines, which is where he got his startup money from.
And it sure isn't a nice business.
And if you know anything about where gems come from, I mean, they're human traffickers, so.
Yeah. Well, The accusation made by Melanie here. So it is...
is far from a libertarian.
I tend to agree with, you know, all these, is that that's the case. I liked him when he was pumping Bitcoin. I've kind of paid attention to him. I like that Tesla truck. I like the idea of these Tesla cars. Not that I know anything about electric cars and whether they're better or best for the environment. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm putting my money on hydrogen vehicles anyway. And they're having some luck with those things, but they're not ready for consumption yet.
Yeah, as far as I know, the biggest environmental degradation that happens from creating Teslas or any other electric vehicle is the battery creation process,
yeah,
which you can use electricity to create hydrogen fuel without this incredibly destructive battery creation process.
It's true, and many of the people that call themselves environmentalists have stopped experimentation. They stood in the way of experimentation in the area of nuclear power. And that was our big saving grace, the opportunity to really save. I mean, I know that
thorium.
Right. Look up thorium salt reactors and you will find out the melt, or as I prefer to call them, meltdown proof reactors.
Right.
Because the biggest complaint about nuclear power is, what about these meltdowns? What about all the oil spills and all the people that are killed in petroleum accidents and things like that? Believe me, lots more problems.
You mean working on an oil rig pays you extra because you tend to die?
Right. And so anyway, you can look into that if you want to. Going back with the story here, it's now widely believed, this is a quote here from the Anonymous, it's now widely believed you've been forced to announce your company's involvement with Bitcoin in order to keep the green government money flowing into your Tesla coffers.
Denounce, not announce.
What's that?
Denounce.
Denounce? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I said announce. It's just my accent. Are you insulting where I'm from?
I'm saying it's very important to be clear.
You left on purpose, right?
I like Florida, but I do have a bit of the country accent. There's no doubt about it. The hackers group, Anonymous, further calls Musk's recent move to create a Bitcoin miner council an attempt to take control of the industry.
Yeah, this was the first I was hearing about that, but wow.
Well, there's already, look, Blockstream already took control, so at this point, could it be worse if somebody else did? I don't care.
Well, would it be worse if a corporation did? Then, I mean, this other thing is like a group of loosely connected people, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Yeah, it's the same. Anyway.
Now I'm with Melanie on this one. Putting it in the hands of a corporation instead of a loosely organized group is definitely worse.
Yeah, it's a C corp, so now it's auditable.
Yeah, I think that I would agree with you that Musk is attempting to take control of it and saw that he couldn't take control of it, and maybe Dogecoin he can take control of, but anybody who buys into this Dogecoin rage as though this is a solution to something is going to get what they deserve in the long run.
I mean, the guy who made it literally said, this is a joke.
This is a joke.
People ask him, well, did you think about this? He's like, no, I threw it together an hour and it said, LOL, look.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a literal...
It's not an investment. It's a joke.
Yeah, from what little I know about it, he specifically designed it so that it would be as obvious as possible that this is the worst possible coin that you can create.
And
I'm going to just make it pump out 10 billion of these over and over forever.
We've accepted it here on Free Talk Live, and there's some that I've kept and some that I've, liquidated. But
there's coins I won't take just for, something that's close to ethical reasons, and I think Dogecoin would be one of those.
It's not for me.
I think that's worth exploring. So, if I was in a situation where I could spend exclusively cryptocurrency, the fact that I have raved and raged on and on about Federal Reserve notes, if I still kept using them when I didn't have to, then I would be a hypocrite. But here he is, raging about Bitcoin, and he's still using the thing.
Right, he's holding the Bitcoin. I as far as the Dogecoin that Free Talk Live and the Shire Free Church has, it's really laziness and nothing else, right? Like,
you
there
just haven't
exists.
Changed it into anything else.
I mean, I have reserve notes, too, so, like, it's fine, I guess.
Right. You know, I'd love to change our business model into not accepting U.S. dollars at all. That would be fun, but...
For about 5 minutes.
That's not going to happen.
I haven't done
anytime
it.
Soon.
Yeah, Melanie's our bookkeeper, by the way. She says if she says no, then it's no. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Going on here, the video of Anonymous here talking about Elon Musk reserves some of its harshest comments for Musk's recent tweets that have helped wipe billions of dollars of value from the crypto market, saying millions of retail investors were really counting on their crypto gains to improve their lives. As hardworking people have their dreams liquidated over your public temper tantrums, you continue to mock them with the memes from one of your million-dollar mansions. One of your million-dollar mansions. And this is relevant.
But how much responsibility do you have as a person who's investing in a volatile asset? I mean,
well, you have, okay, as a person who is, like, Musk's whole thing is sort of personality and social currency, right? And so he gets this long list of people who, you know, want to listen to him. He's destroying that social currency and then destroying it again and again and again with these memes. And as far as I'm concerned, at this point, if you're following this dude, you're just a fanboy.
Right, so both of those can be true. It can be true that Elon Musk is a worthless individual. And also that you're responsible for your own finances, not Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what's your alternative, though? So, I mean, sure, yes, it is a volatile market. Life is volatile. But this happens to be the only ethical choice that you can make.
Bitcoin Core is not the only ethical choice that you can make.
Well, but where Bitcoin Core goes, so do all of them. When it crashes, all the altcoins crash with them. Maybe not as much, but they always crash with it.
The number, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, here on Free Talk Live. Do you think Musk, the SEC ought to go after Musk for his tweets?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Sometimes that has negative results. I'd like to draw your attention to the website thecrypto6.com. That's the thecrypto6.com. You can't get it wrong. It's either the numeral 6 or spell 6 out. Your choice. thecrypto6.com. There you will find some video and some narrative about what happened on March the 16th, I believe.
It was the 16th because it missed my conversion date by one day.
You know what the date is that you became a libertarian?
No, I know what date is I became an anarchist.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. I tend to think that these people that that want market-based solutions in the area of governance aren't in fact anarchists, because anarchists want no rule at all. In fact, are auto-archists. They want self-rule, or they want rule that they get to choose, or want better choices in governance, whatever the case may be. But you can see the whole thing. Go to thecrypto6.com. We are talking about a story here from Coindesk.com about Elon Musk and his, what they're calling, mocking people with, public temper tantrums that where Musk continues to mock people with memes from his million-dollar mansions.
And I kind of wanted to bring up the little chat we had during the break about, so the SEC would absolutely be hammering anybody who was doing this kind of market manipulation to any other commodity. If you started shifting the gold market around like this, they would be on you like flies on ass.
Yep.
And nothing. Crickets.
Yeah.
Absolute, not an angry letter, nothing. And I think that if you were making it go up, they absolutely would be on him.
Well maybe that's what happens, because he was doing that for a minute.
Right, and that's the speculation of Anonymous here, is that, in fact, the government or big banks, but I repeat myself, and the big corporations or whatever.
To withdraw the welfare if he kept making Bitcoin go up.
That's an entirely different situation to me, because if you're doing things So if the SEC comes to your door and says, hi, we're the kidnappers, I need you to post this meme, that's one thing. And I have a hard time hating someone who then goes and posts the meme.
Right.
If the Department of Welfare for Rich People comes to you and says, you know what, Mr. Billionaire, I'm going to quit letting you get welfare unless you post this meme, I have a very easy time hating you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to explain this for on the air, Melanie. Not everybody speaks the same way you do. So, you know, the difference is that sort of positive versus negative reinforcement. And what we need to understand here is that Tesla does not survive on selling cars.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tesla is not a car company. Tesla is a welfare company that gets subsidies from the United States federal government, you know, maybe from you through your subsidies, that benefits off of the subsidies of the United States government because of its green energy, which I think that batteries are debatably green. I mean, you know, there's a lot of caustic chemicals, and the processes for extracting those chemicals are terrible on the environment. So is fossil fuel, but I don't think there should be any subsidies. I think live or die, fossil fuels should receive no subsidies. Batteries should receive no subsidies. Solar panels should receive no subsidies. And nuclear power should receive no subsidies. All of these should be, compete on a level playing field.
And just a real quick note on this. A lot of people will say that American oil companies receive subsidies because they aren't taxed where every other country does tax their oil. And no, that's not a subsidy. Not stealing your wallet is different from handing you money.
Agreed. A lot of people look at the subsidies as, you know, something different. And I would say that Musk gets these subsidies, is benefiting off of subsidies in many cases from his cars that other car companies don't, and that he has figured out the way take these subsidies.
He knows how to play that game.
Yeah. So anyway, and I use the term subsidy versus tax, for a reason. I think taxation is theft. I think subsidies pervert the marketplace. And it's different, but not entirely.
Well, and they
different.
Got them from theft. Well, because they didn't earn them.
Not really. A lot of subsidies are just a lower tax, right?
Not a subsidy.
No, those are that's exactly what I was pointing out. Lowering taxes is not subsidizing. Giving someone money is different from stealing less of their money. Now, I will even go so far as to say that the form of subsidizing that we do in this country, because we print the money to hand to you, is in fact a tax on everyone else.
So every year I put a certain amount of money in an IRA, because if one for $1, if I put it in that account, the government doesn't tax me on it. Like, I can take away my dollars that I would give to the government.
Your mileage may vary on that on that ratio.
Thank you, Miss Accounting School graduate. She knows better than I do, but that's true. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, every dollar I don't give them is a dollar that they don't use to build a $1 million bomb they're going to drop on a $10 tent. It kills people's kids. So I don't give them anything. But I wouldn't put that money into an IRA were it not for this rule.
Right.
And that means that there's a bank out there benefiting from my deposit based on the fact that the marketplace has been perverted by this tax rule.
Yeah, you get a tax break for behaving in this behavior.
So the IRS is not a revenue-generating agency. The IRS is a social engineering agency. So,
yes, they cause
people to do things to the extent that people can be caused in...
That's actually a great big myth in this country, is they think that that their taxes is what runs the government. No, that is not how it works, and that's not how it's worked for the last century.
On a local government, I mean, there are probably local governments that run off of property tax or sales tax or something like that, but...
Sure, but
on the
federal level, taxation has nothing to do with running the government. It has to do with manipulating you to do what they want you to do. They can run the government fine by just printing the money into existence like they do.
And that's why the Republicans are always big on, let's give this earned income tax credit and the head of household tax credit and all that stuff, because they want big families, or they believe in the family whatever and all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's done on both sides, and you're absolutely right. Let's go on here. Let's see. The video, which is the video of Anonymous calling out Musk, which at press time has had 1.2 million views. Not a joke. end with a variation of the group's signature sign-off, you may think you are the smartest person in the room, but now you have met your match. We are anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us. I love that. Despite numerous people having posted a copy of the video on Musk's Twitter feed, the Tesla CEO has yet to directly respond. However, Musk did post, he knows better than to respond to that, did post a tweet Saturday afternoon that could be interpreted as a response. In the tweet, Musk simply said, "Don't kill what you hate. Save what you love.
Stop killing what I love."
you do that usually by killing what is killing what you love.
There is that, yeah.
Yeah, there's, yeah. I don't think that's going to save him. Yeah, you know, like.
Do not kill. That is not a, like, you don't literally kill, like, the CEO or whatever.
Yeah. The weaponized autism of Anonymous does not care about, Musk's two-bit inspirational tweets, okay? Like, they are going to, if they decide to crush him like a bug, and they manage to get enough of them on their side, and I tend to think they will, then he will wish he hadn't.
Yeah. In this particular case, the only way to save what you love is to kill what you hate. In this particular case, your influence is destroying what I love. So we have to destroy your influence in order to save what I love.
Yeah, so and metaphorically, so like getting banned from Twitter or something like that.
No, like his influence, not him, not the dude, his influence, his ability to manipulate this market has to be destroyed.
There are viruses on the internet that are certainly capable of bringing down, network systems like the one in Tesla. And these are the sort of people that can install these things. As a matter of fact, they likely already have people in Tesla that are anonymous members. So, this is not not good. He needs to apologize and back off as fast as he can, would be my estimation on how to do this. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I was just wondering that you're talking about that Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. Tesla. And I was wondering, has anybody ever looked up where his house is run off of solar?
Yeah, where is that? Hold the line, if you would, David. 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.